1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Value City Arena in Columbus, the Wisconsin Badgers back on the road on this Thursday night, taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes, a pair of teams trying to get things right. Both teams had good starts. Both teams were very happy to flip the calendar from January to February, as the Badgers will enter this game having lost six of their last seven, but the Buckeyes have dropped seven of their last eight. So we'll find out together who gets a little bit better here tonight. Wisconsin 4-6 in Big Ten play, 12-8 overall. Chris Holtman's Buckeyes 3-7 in league play, 11-10 overall. Tip time 1 hour from now. On our pregame show, we'll get the notebook, of course, with Brandon Harrison. We'll check in with Badgers big man Stephen Crow, as well as get pregame comments from head coach Greg Gard. And coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipts into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Built in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show from Columbus. The Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes, joined as always by Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm going to tease it in the open, Jeff. You got two teams here trying to figure it out and get out of that bottom four, which is where they sit right now. But the way this league is bunched, other than Purdue, of course, which is separating from the pack, you have a good week, and you could go from the bottom four to fighting for a double bye. That's just kind of the way this league is right now.
Well, that's what the Wisconsin team found. If you have a rough stretch, you can go from in a good position to sliding down the ladder. And, yeah, the bunt, they're bunched so tight, if you put a run together, you're going to make a move. Now, someone asked me earlier before I came up here, said, so what should we expect tonight? I said, I honestly have no idea. I don't know what to expect from Wisconsin. I don't know what to expect from Ohio State. Both teams are struggling. I will say this. I think having those 2 days off, the mandatory because of the grind, that cannot hurt both those physically and between the ears.
Yeah, I talked to Greg about that. We'll get his comments on that very topic in a few minutes. And I start to think at this stage it is much mental as anything else. Different coaches, or like in my time with the Brewers, a manager, maybe it's about semantics. Some will tell you there's no such thing as pressing. Others will say, yeah. I kind of think this team, there's such a thing as pressing. I mean, eventually when you're struggling as much as they've been offensively, it's going to affect you at the other end of the floor.
Yeah, if you see your team is struggling to score, maybe you'll try to do things individually outside the scheme that either – you shouldn't do, or you know, maybe just aren't at that the right moves at that time. And then if you get down because you're not scoring, then you're not as focused on the other end, or you know you've got to be even more perfect on the defensive end, and you have a breakdown and you give up an open shot or you give up an offensive rebound. Yeah, I do believe teams press and kids press. It's human nature, especially for, you know, at this level, not in the NBA. Those guys may be more immune to it. Not at this level.
I can't say I was shocked, but I was just incredibly impressed with Max Klesman and beyond the 12 points, the 8 rebounds. The fact that, you know, coming off of his injury that forced him to miss 2 games, he didn't really test the waters, as, you know, Greg talked about earlier in the week. He just jumped into the deep end of the pool, taking a couple of charges. I mean, if ever anybody had a reason to maybe go easy at first and just kind of make sure everything is working, the first couple trips down the floor, it would have made sense, but that's not Max Klesman. That's not how he plays.
Well, you know, when they brought him in, they talked about that they thought he would add things to the team, similar to Davison, Gosser, Showalter, and that's the way those guys play. There is no half speed, whether you're 100% healthy or 50% healthy. And I go back to the Marquette game, the plays he made in that Marquette game, the gritty physical plays on both ends of the court, is, you know, eventually is going to help this team. I'm really curious to see how they play in the second half of the season. And he's going to be one of the keys, because they were playing good ball early in the season. They got knocked off when Wall went down, then Klesman went down, and they haven't been able to regain their balance, regain their footing, and probably some confidence between the ears. I think if they can get a victory at some point and do that, they'll be okay.
I think you just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, really didn't have much idea what to expect from either team. What about Connor Asigian, if we just narrow it to one player? That was an O for his first. My guess is he's fine. It was a tough day. Illinois gave him trouble. And a guy like him doesn't seem to get too flustered. We'll find out here tonight, but what do you think?
No, and we were talking about that a little bit ago as well. I'm curious to see who Ohio State puts on him, and if Ohio State has a guy or guys, if they want to rotate people, who can get into him all night long and make him work harder for shots than he would like to. Now, obviously, he struggled more on the defensive end, going up against an older guy in Matthew Meyer, who had a terrific game, and he just couldn't guard him. And there was no other place, and Greg addressed this, I think, after the game. Who else do you put him on in Illinois' lineup? You don't. That was the best matchup, and Meyer just took advantage of a young kid.
So you tweeted a photo of an incredibly empty arena. When'd you get here, like 1 o'clock, or what's the deal?
That was from 2012.
Thank you. Okay.
No.
That's what I do.
Got here early to beat the traffic. You know what the traffic can be like in this place.
All right. Well, you saw my response.
I ignored it.
this Jeff Patriga's fan club afternoon here, and it was rather lightly attended. Appreciate it, sir. We'll see you Sunday.
All right.
Jeff Patriga's of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight. As the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues, we'll check in with Big Steve and Crow in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Our coverage continues as the Badgers get ready to take on Ohio State. Well, you hear a lot in college basketball about how it is a guards game. And there's obviously a lot of truth in that, that the better teams generally have really good guard play. But at the Big Ten Conference this season, not only do you need a strong backcourt, this is a league full of really good five men. Obviously, Zach Edey, Hunter Dickinson, and the Badger Stephen Crow would very much like to be in that conversation. The 7-footer from Eagan, Minnesota, really showing his versatility this season as he's been a very good passer for quite a while. And he's among the team's leaders in assists. He'll obviously score it, get some rebounds. He's asked to do a little bit of everything. But I asked him, I said, do you roll your eyes when you hear people talk about this sport being such a guards game?
You can guess what his answer is.
For sure. No, I think this league has the best big men in the country, and I think we all know that. But like you said, yeah, I kind of roll my eyes at that. Just knowing against I'm going against these guys every night, Hunter Dickinson, Trace Jackson Davis, Zach Edey. So those are some of the best players in the country.
I know we've talked earlier in the season about your growth physically and as well as getting the experience out there. I mean, you feel like you are able to make plays either on the defensive end or you know, get buckets. Now that maybe a couple of years ago would have been pretty tough to do?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think we all talk a lot about the physicality and how much stronger I've gotten. But I think just the comfortability out there, I'm a lot more comfortable in the offense, playing with these guys every day and every game. So I think the big thing for me is the comfortability out there, just making plays and being confident in myself.
You've mentioned guys like a Hunter Dickinson, a Zach Edey, Kofi Coburn last year.
Yeah.
A couple of those guys are dominant inside, and yet a guy like Dickinson can step out, and there are others that do that as well. And obviously, they got to respect your ability to do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variety, I guess, what I'm getting at with a lot of the fives in this league.
Right? Yeah, like you said, I kind of think in the new age of basketball, you kind of got to be able to shoot it. Unless you are a Zach Edey or a Kofi Coburn, where you're just bigger than everyone. But I think for us other guys, we got to be able to shoot it, spread the floor, and that opens up a lot more for our offense and even the guards. So,
what is it? Every time Purdue plays whoever it is, you always hear the broadcaster say, "Man, how in the world? Like, what can you do with him?" Mm-hmm. And that's the dilemma that all you guys face. Ideally, you keep him as far away from the rim as possible, but. It seems like he's not a face-up jump shooter, but he can still, with his hook, several feet away, be able to get something done, right?
No, he can shoot it from 10 feet, and he can shoot that hook shot. And the hard thing is they surround him with shooters, too, so you can't really double or dig for too long because he's turned into a great passer. So if he finds a couple guys coming at him, he's going to find that open shooter, which makes it even harder. And that was the same thing with Kofi in Illinois last year, and we saw what they did to us. So, yeah. Mm.
You guys have obviously you've had to deal with some stuff with injuries this season. A lot of teams in the Big Ten have.
Yeah.
And it's a cliche type of question, but if you could you break through all of that and persevere, it looks like these guys are coming back. That in the end, that maybe some guys who got some minutes who hadn't been otherwise as a whole, can it make you a little bit stronger?
Yeah, no, for sure. Guys like Marcus Ilver, Chris Hodges, just getting little minutes here and there. I think that goes back to how I was talking about the comfortability, just getting comfortable out there. All of us, the first time you go in, you're shaking a little bit. You got the butterflies. So just getting those first minutes, those first points, those first rebounds under your belt is big for those guys. And like you said, when Tyler and Max eventually did and now are back, it makes us a little deeper having those guys have that experience.
You guys are always learning every time out, practice games or whatever. But Steve, in your case, when did it feel like the game was starting to slow down for you, particularly in your role, because you're going to get double teams, you're a really good passer. But at this level, I think I understand now the pace at this level.
It's a good question. Probably midway through last year, I think. Probably midway through the Big Ten season last year, I kind of started to figure out I can play at this level and can play with these guys. And then even into the summer and into this year, I think it grew a lot more than it was even last year.
There was a time in this league, and it was before you got here, that there were bad teams. Yeah, and you didn't have to play very well, and you could still win by 15, 20 points. That's gone. I mean, this is like every night, and you're trying to stay, keep your stamina mentally, physically.
Yeah.
It's got to be a heck of a challenge.
Like we've seen this week, I think we've had three games, and what's going to be 5 days, 6 days. So having that many games in that short a stretch is the most I've ever played at this level. And at this level, and especially in this conference, you're going to get beat up every night. You're going against these big post players like we were talking about. And even some of these bigger guards, like we saw Penn State, he's backing our guards down the whole game. So it's a battle.
That is Badgers big man Stephen Crow, and that is today's Badger Spotlight. More to come as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Coming up is our Badger Notebook. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. Well, on Saturday, we talked about some of the incoming Badgers, but we do like to circle back from time to time and find out what some guys are doing professionally. And there's some pretty good stuff going on with a lot of these guys right now, right, Brandon?
Absolutely, yeah. It's always fun to take a look and see what's going on, especially the professional ranks with the former Badgers. And we can start kind of NBA, G League there. We obviously have Frank Kaminsky still in the NBA, Johnny Davis, Micah Potter kind of bouncing back and forth, Aleem Ford as well in the G League. Aleem Ford, we were talking off air, he's been having a nice little stretch here for the Lakeland Magic. He scored 28 points the other night for them in a win. And then earlier in January, he scored 32 points. And in that game, he set a franchise record for the Lakeland Magic, hitting 10 threes in that game. Right. So Aleem Ford is shooting it and shooting it really well for them, which is great to see. Johnny Davis still kind of bouncing back and forth a little bit. He's been playing with the Capital City Go-Go, the G League affiliate team of the Washington Wizards. Kind of fun note on Johnny, he was able to visit with the Badgers when we were out in Washington, which was kind of cool, at Maryland, I should say, but in the area there. And he was able to stop by the hotel, see Jordan, brother, obviously, Chucky, some former teammates. Cool opportunity to kind of check in on the current team and see how Johnny's been doing. Another thing with Johnny, too, that we wanted to mention is during the All-Star break, he will actually be coming back to the Kohl Center. And as part of our 125 season celebration, we're going to honor him as an honorary captain for Wisconsin's game against Rutgers, which is sold out crowd at the Kohl Center. So should make that day even more special there to have Johnny back. Micah Potter, kind of a sour note a little bit, but unfortunately it looked like he had elbow surgery recently. So he'll be out now. It looks like 4 to 6 weeks, maybe they'll reevaluate him and see how things are going. But can't complain with how some of the other guys are doing and how things are going for them. When you go overseas a little bit now, we're talking about Sam Decker. Recently, he's been playing really well over in London with the London Lions. They recently won the British BBL Cup Final on Sunday, and Sam Decker was actually the MVP of that game, which is really cool to see. He had 22 points, 9 rebounds. Jordan Taylor, a former Badger, is also playing in London with the Lions on that team. So very cool to see two Badgers that weren't able to play together in Madison, but now play together over there. And it's been fun to see Sam in his first year with London kind of almost become an ambassador of the game over there, and he's really taking that on. You can see him share clips on social media and kind of talk about how he wants to grow the game.
And for people who are not familiar, these kind of events, the Cup, this still happens in the middle of the season, so there's still a lot of season left, right, for this team?
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of unique how they have those Cups and different tournaments within the season, but yes, there's still season to be had. London Lions are first in the BBL, so they're in a good position right now, and Sam Deckard sounds like one of the better players in the league over there. So really cool to hear. Interesting side notes too with Jordan and Sam, and I know you've shared on Twitter a little bit too, but it's fun to see them now get into the podcasting game a little bit.
Yeah, it's good.
Sam Decker has a podcast with the Varsity Collective. He recently had an interview with Connor Seijan from the current Badger team, which is really cool.
Yep.
And then Jordan Taylor just started one now with John Luer, Shot of Whiskey, I believe they call it.
They
have a little fun with the whiskey there and the pronunciation. They had Coach Guard on recently, so it's cool to see them kind of get into the media game. Maybe they're coming for your job. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, as Greg said, you know, when Jordan finally stops talking, John can actually say a couple words. No, it's good. It's a fun little podcast they got going.
For sure. And then we can just hop around real quick. There's a few more guys and some updates. We touched on this earlier in the season, but Nigel Hayes is still playing in Turkey. He's doing really well with his team. He's averaging nearly 10 points a game for Beko Istanbul. Vito Brown is also playing basketball in Turkey right now, his first season over there. Ethan Happ's been doing well. He's playing in Spain with his team. He had 21 points, 19 rebounds the other night. He was tweeting out highlights. He's going behind the back passes, shooting threes. So Ethan's flourishing overseas now, which is fun to see. Ryan Evans is in Denmark. Brevin Pritzel's in Belgium. Dimitri Trice is in Hungary. Nate Reavers is playing in Italy. And Duje Dukan just signed. He's playing in Holland. So Duje is still kicking.
Good. I love it with these guys because, first of all, you can make a lot of money doing this.
No doubt.
And these guys are in that category. They want to keep playing until they can't anymore because they don't want to be 40 years old and looking back and wondering what if. So
absolutely.
Yeah, they love the game, and it's good to see that so many of them are doing so well. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right, that's Brandon Harrison. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
From Value City Arena in Columbus, our Fetch Rewards Pregame Show continues as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to square off with the Ohio State Buckeyes. The only regular season meeting between these two teams. Chris Holtman's team will not make the trip to Madison this season. Tonight's game, one of two in the Big Ten this evening. Michigan is at Northwestern. That, too, has a 6 o'clock tip Central Time. Keep tabs on that game. The Badgers will host Northwestern Sunday at 5:30 at the Kohl Center. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, the Badgers and the Buckeyes will check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 14 below. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, high of 5 above. Lows level off around 1 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Back in Columbus, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Look, guys had a couple days away, mental break, and like what you saw here on the practice floor since then?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have everybody back, obviously, as we did the day before the last game with Illinois. But I think it was good not only for them physically, as you mentioned, but mentally too, just to, with the semester starting and everything cranking back up academically, to, you know, take a break here, let's refocus and get back and ready for the second half of the league play.
You know, we talked on your radio show about how, you know, but most of us just marvel at Max Klesman to come back in and do what he did the other day. You know, with Tyler coming off of his injury, is he close to 100%, would you say? You know, it's still a work in progress. Yeah. Or maybe the better question is, will he ever be there?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, every individual is different in how they recover and how fast, how much progression they make until they really can shut it down in the off season. But he's definitely better. I think he's better every day. I thought he looked better this morning in shoot around than he had the day before, and has more bounce to him each day. So I think, you know, it's getting better. Will it ever get back to 100% this year? Probably not, just because he's got wear and tear on it almost every day. But you know, he's given us everything he can right now, and staff has done a good job with him, and medical staff, in terms of trying to keep him as healthy as possible.
We've talked a lot about the landscape of college basketball. One thing I didn't mention to you on our show, on your show earlier in the week, was that last weekend, and there were like three or four top 25 teams that fell by a lot. I mean, it's that time of year where it's tough to get it cranked up every game, and maybe combine that with the parity in college basketball.
Yeah, I think that's your word parity there is probably as good a description as you can find. I mean, our league, we get up-close view at everybody, but even as you watch, like you said, college basketball across scores across the country, I think there's a lot of parity, and you got to stay healthy, you got to stay in rhythm. You know, that's our thing, is we got to get some momentum back here that we had prior to those two injuries. So that's the challenge. You know, you go through every year, you know, never wanting to have injuries happen, and when they do, how fast can you get back to what you were, a version of yourself before?
All right, we'll take a break. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball, not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state, here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
It's the Badgers and Ohio State here tonight. Well, I think when people mention Ohio State this season, the first name that pops into everybody's mind is Bryce Sensabaugh. Tell us about his game. Is he one of those every level type of scorers?
He is. You know, he's 6'5 and really doesn't look like a freshman physically, really well put together. You know, shoots it exceptionally well. I think close to 50% from three on the year. Very comfortable with the ball in his hands. So, you know, you just watch him grow over the year. Early in the year, he wasn't starting. And then they had a rash of injuries hit, and he got into the starting lineup and has really accelerated with it. But he is a very good, you know, talented, physically mature freshman that you don't always see, you know, at this level.
It's an interesting team in that you mentioned he shoots a three at a high rate. The team shoots it at a high rate. They just don't shoot it often. They just know who they are.
Yeah, they do. You know, they play through Zed Key in the middle, you know, and I said Sensabaugh, Bryce takes a lot of two-point jump shots. Justice Suing has battled injuries. I think he's back to as close to healthy as probably can be, and he takes things at the rim. So they are a team that I think is last in the Big Ten in three-point attempts, but I think number one and or close to it in field goal percentage. But they're just, like I said, you're not taking that many, so your percentages are a little higher, and we've got to make sure that even though they don't take any tonight or don't take any or as many as other teams we see, we got to make sure that's not a piece that gets them going.
It's no secret. You guys would like to get to the free throw line a little bit more. Is it a simple matter of assertiveness? If it's calling for the ball in the post, it's things like that to get yourself into that
position? It's a combination. It's the right guys having the ball in there and the experienced guys, specifically Tyler and Steve. It's trying to play with a little more pace and trying to get there with the floor still open in transition. So that's been something we've talked about and worked on too. So we'll see how it applies to, you know, outside competition. But I think just being more aggressive massive. And specifically, as I mentioned, Tyler and Steve commanding the ball and teammates finding them, because we are open there at times and we're not seeing them. And so we need to do a better job of that.
Yeah, getting those easy baskets, never an easy thing in this league.
It's a battle of easy baskets. Just try to, don't give up any and try to get as many as you can.
There you go. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show coming up. We'll check out Around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Our Fetch Awards pregame show continues. Time now to check out the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Last night, Rutgers all over Minnesota, 90-55. And the Purdue Boilermakers put it to Penn State, Mike, 80-60. We were talking in the hotel before the bus ride over here. The dilemma is, how do you deal with Zach Edey? And if you focus way too much, then you're kind of picking your poison. Mason Gillis has not been great this year for the three-point line, but there's a history that suggests he's pretty dangerous. Last night, he was more than pretty dangerous, wasn't he?
Yeah, he just doesn't take as many shots as some of his teammates. Last night, he was spectacular. 9 triples. That's a Mackey Arena record. 9 triples out of 12 attempts from beyond the arc. The school record is 10, held by Carson Edwards. So it's pick your poison. I read a heck of a story in The Athletic by Brian Hamilton on just the dilemma for every opposing coach in trying to defend against Zach Edey. Mm-hmm. And nobody really has a solid answer on what you do. If you try to take him away and leave shooters, this is what could happen. Gillis could come out of nowhere and burn you.
Yeah, Edey is so good. He has 18 and 13, and you're going, well, we'll take our chances, but that's how good the most dominant force in college basketball today.
I watched the postgame press conference with Tom Izzo after Edey scored like 150 points against the Spartans in 2 games. He was crestfallen. It was like someone ran over his pet duck. He had no answers, none whatsoever. He just threw up his hands and saying in frustration, "I don't know what you do with him."
Yeah, I think as best you can, you try to keep him as far away from the basket as you can. Good luck with that. And you have to hope that he has an off night.
Yeah, but you raise a good point, too. Will that change in the tournament? Once Purdue gets into the NCAA tournament, will the whistle be different?
Yeah.
Will they get themselves in foul trouble? They haven't to this point in the season. I mean, Edey's been great staying out of foul trouble.
Oh, he's been incredibly good for a guy playing 30-plus minutes a game. But, yeah, that's something I think a lot of folks are wondering. When you get into March Madness, how is he officiated? The Big Ten Conference officials, they're familiar with this game. They know how he plays. But you get in a tournament setting, they are not as familiar.
And those rims get a little bit tighter.
Yeah, they do.
So will they make those open shots that they've been getting up until now? That's the number one question for Purdue.
Yeah, those two freshmen in the backcourt are really good. They're freshmen. And sometimes that can be, sometimes not, obviously, but sometimes that can be an issue come tournament time. You mentioned the 2 games tonight, the other one outside of the Badgers in Ohio State, Northwestern and Michigan. This is another busy week for Chris Collins' team. They went 3-0 last week, and you tipped your cap to them. And they ran into a pretty hot Iowa team on its home floor, playing very inspired basketball tonight where they honored Chris Street. And now they get the home floor again against a Michigan team that's been up and down. Badgers play Northwestern on Sunday. This is a tester, Mike, for a Northwestern team that is in the mix, sitting 6-4 in the league.
Yeah, we're going to find out how resilient the Wildcats are. They played a really solid first half in Iowa City. I mean, it was tied 39-all. Then they got outscored by 16 points in the second half. They were only 4 of 17 from the three-point line. That killed them.
There you go.
They just couldn't defend Iowa either when they needed to, and that was in that after intermission. The Hawkeyes went on a patented run and had five different players in double digits.
All right, that is your Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. Stay with us. When we continue, we'll run down our Nissan keys to tonight's game between Wisconsin and Ohio State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to five times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Betcher Moore's pregame show continues. Time for our Nissan keys to tonight game. Another thing you and I were talking about before we bust over here. Greg Gard mentioned it in his portion of the pregame show. One of the keys is to try to get, you know, a little more pace. If you can get, and to me, Mike, that means, I mean, if you can get the run out, great. But to me, pace can mean in the half court, too. Don't have the ball stuck. Have it pop and make the defense have to move side to side, create some openings that way.
And we saw that early in the season. Now, when they were playing their best basketball, the ball was moving. It wasn't sticking in anybody's hands. Now, they're not a team that's wired to score a lot in transition. But I think you just pick up the tempo a little bit and get into your offense more quickly. Maybe you don't have to be as near perfect in your execution in the half court.
And you'd love to get Wisconsin's version of the Big Three going on the same nights, specifically Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, and Stephen Crow. I mean, this happens. You get teams go through tough stretches, injuries, and other matters. But when you get these three guys playing well together, then I think Wisconsin's a pretty tough team for most other programs to beat.
And the thing about it is, when you look at the Illinois loss, in that first half against the Illini, Wall, Crow, and Hepburn combined for all of 2 points. Mm-hmm. Tyler Wall was in foul trouble and played less than 5 minutes. Chucky was 0-5 from the floor. Now, he had a big second half, 15 points, but this is a team that's built, not built for comebacks.
And we'll see if Wisconsin on this night, it's been a theme for a while now, can the Badgers get to the foul line more? No team shoots fewer free throws than Wisconsin. Now, we know they struggle when they get there, but the best way to get out of a slump is to get there more and see if you can see if you can shake free and find and see the ball go through the hoop a little bit from the foul line, and maybe you can get a few more points that way, because you figure they got a lot more close games in their future.
Well, that goes back to the point you made initially in this conversation. You're going to be a little bit more in attack mode, and that's almost every aspect of the game itself and at both ends of the floor.
All right, those are your Nissan keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time to check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Happy to say everybody up and running here tonight. I mentioned Tyler Walsh trying to, don't know if we're going to see him at 100% the rest of the way, but seems to be better here. As Coach Gard mentioned, had a pretty good practice yesterday and is bouncing around pretty good here in pregame warm-up. Second game back for Max Klesmit, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Ohio State, Chris Holtman in his sixth year in Columbus, a record of 118-66. His starting five as follows. Isaac Likely, 6'5", grad student out of Arlington, Texas, 4 years at Oklahoma State, and kind of a do-everything player. And in his season with the Buckeyes so far, averaging about 4 points and 4.5 rebounds, 3 assists per game. Zed Keys, 6'8", junior out of Bayshore, New York, 12.7.5 rebounds. Bryce Sensabaugh, their outstanding freshman, 6'6", out of Orlando, Florida, 17.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. Sean McNeil, transfer from West Virginia, 6'4", averaging 10.2 rebounds a game. And Bruce Thornton runs the point, 6'2", freshman, out of Alpharetta, Georgia, 8.5 points and about 3 rebounds per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, his starting five made up as follows. Tyler Wall, 6'9", senior, Lakeville, Minnesota, 12.5 points, 6 rebounds, a couple of assists per game. Stephen Crowell, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 6.7 rebounds, 2.7 assists per contest. Connor Essejian, 6'4", freshman from Fort Wayne, 10.5 points, a little better than 3 rebounds a game. Max Klesmit, 6'3", junior from Nena, 7 points, 2.5 boards. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2", sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12 points, a little bit more than 3 rebounds, and 3.3 assists per game. Ohio State leads the all-time series, 94-76, but Greg Gard's Badgers are 6-4 against Ohio State. Wisconsin winning 4 of the last 6. There was a split last season, both teams holding serve in their home arena. And around the time you get into February, you maybe start looking at the net rankings a bit more now. Wisconsin is sitting 77th. Ohio State is 29th. Despite the 11-10 record, sometimes a net can be a little hard to figure. Against quad one and quad two teams, Ohio State is 3-9, 2-8 versus quad one opponents. The Badgers are 2-6 versus quad one, and 6-8 versus quad one and quad two. So slightly better against those better teams, but Ohio State ranking much better going into this game in the net rankings. Got all that? I don't either. Those are your starting lineups and then some, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurts. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers in five states. Locally owned, family-run stores, operated by friends and neighbors you know and trust. Yes, when it comes to automotive and trucking parts and service, they really love the business and know their stuff. Try shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's why at Bumper to Bumper, we always say, service is the difference. We get it.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup and traffic got it.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
Good evening from Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LaFay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as they put on their Twitter account, new week, new opportunity. The Badgers have a couple of them in the coming days. Road test against Ohio State tonight. And a home matchup Sunday evening against the Northwestern Wildcats. And before we get started between the Badgers and the Buckeyes, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, Mike, both teams trying to get things in order. Ohio State had a good start to its season. Likewise for the Badgers. Both teams were really happy to move from January to February. Badgers have dropped 6 of 7. The Buckeyes 7 of 8, and I think everybody in both programs, they know they're better than what they showed in January. Now they got to prove it.
Just out of curiosity, Matt, I went back and looked at two of Wisconsin's better wins this year, both in overtime at Marquette and at Iowa. The one common thread was the shooting percentage from the field. They shot .508 in both those games. They did a lot of little things. They had 9 steals in one game, 15 in another. They had multiple players in double digits. They did some of the things we talked about in our keys to the game, and that the ball popped, it moved from one side of the floor to the other. It didn't get stuck on one side of the floor, and you watch that shot clock wind down where you didn't even get a high percentage shot.
Yeah.
So many of those things now have to factor into whatever run Wisconsin has left in them.
Yeah, it's hard to pitch shutouts every night, right, to the Badger defense, which, you know, they had a stretch early in the season where Wisconsin had 4 straight games where it shot less than 40%, but so did the opponents. They D'd up. Of the last 5 games, Wisconsin has been less than 40% in 4 of them. The problem is the opponents have not fallen into that category. So Greg Gard always talks about the non-negotiable, but I mean, you and I have talked about this a number of times. When a team is struggling to score, eventually that's going to wear on you defensively.
I spoke with Chucky Hepburn earlier today, and you're going to hear some of that interview at halftime. But Chucky was telling me that they're trying to open up the floor a little bit more for him, specifically for him, because they know he can create some things, not only for himself, but for others, and that's what they sorely need.
Yeah, the good news on a tough day last Saturday against Illinois, is in the second half, Chucky started to get back in.